India and Pakistan remain locked in a dangerous military confrontation sparked by last month's attack on the Parliament building in New Delhi that India blames on Pakistani-based Muslim rebels. Nearly a million Pakistani and Indian troops face each other across their common border. India refuses to withdraw its forces until Pakistan provides firm assurances that cross-border attacks will stop. It says there'll be no chance of peace talks unless Pakistan hands over the part of the disputed region of Kashmir it controls. NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
This breathtakingly beautiful region of the world is riddled with a network of trenches from which Pakistani troops monitor Indian positions. Standing in the brilliant sunshine, General Yaqub Khan points to a mountainside perhaps 1,000 feet across a valley.
If you go up along the mountain, you see a wall, stone wall, and a soldier moving in front of that. Can you see that soldier?
That's
moving
India.
In front of? Yes. And from that place, if you move right about 50 meters, you see those boulders. And on top of the boulders, a small little bluish sort of a thing. That is yet another post. Go further up along the mountain, and all along, they have the posts on the other side.
He estimates there are 1,000 Indian soldiers on this mountain alone.
They're very clever. The moment they saw you people here, the journalists, they have started working in the open. Their wall was damaged, and they have started repairing it. But generally, we don't allow them to repair it.
Once a month, local commanders meet on a fragile bridge suspended across the valley to check their hotline is still working.
We have a so-called hotline. They raise a white flag on a fixed date and fixed time. Then we raise a white flag, then our people move first to the bridge, and then their people come to the bridge. They check the line, exchange a cup of tea, and that is it.
And then hostilities resume. General Yaqub Khan has seen no real lessening of tensions despite Pakistan's call for a dialogue and President Pervez Musharraf's crackdown on Pakistani fighters who've been slipping across the border to help wage the insurgency against Indian forces. Signs of a crackdown on Islamic militants can be seen everywhere here in what Pakistan calls Free Kashmir. Police have closed the offices of several groups. They've splashed black paint over graffiti supporting the fighters. Mohammed Sadiq, the head of the government's refugee office, says Musharraf made the right decision. He says it's best to leave the fight for self-determination to Kashmiris living under Indian control.
We didn't want anybody to interfere in the internal struggle that is going on, because it will harm the movement. It's likely to have a bad effect on the movement.
But Maulana Abdul Akbar Chitrali, a leading member of Jamiat-e-Islami, Pakistan's largest Islamic political party, defends the banned organizations. He says Musharraf's actions merely play to India's advantage. He says the fighters' only crime has been helping their Muslim brothers inside Kashmir, who he calls victims of Indian state terrorism. He says Musharraf's recent actions have weakened the struggle in Kashmir for legitimate freedom. And no matter what, he does not believe Musharraf will stop people from fighting there. UN observers say the number of fighters crossing in has gone down. General Yaqub Khan says the militant groups are having difficulties operating now because of a crackdown on their movements and fundraising activities. But he says it is unrealistic to think the government can stop them altogether.
So if from very difficult areas or from thickly forested areas some individuals were crossing, that is very, very much possible. It was possible even then. It may be possible even now also.
No light.
A 6-year-old refugee from Indian-held Kashmir is urged to perform for visitors. Her plaintive song says she wants to return home to a free Kashmir. For decades, the people here have demanded what they call the right of self-determination for fellow Muslims across the line. In the late 40s, UN resolutions called for a regional plebiscite to determine Kashmir's fate. India has rejected this call, and Pakistanis were outraged when UN Secretary General Kofi Annan recently visited and never mentioned the UN demands. Kashmiris fear international concern will fade, and that India will continue to insist, as it has for decades, that its sovereignty over Kashmir is permanent. General Yaqub Khan says the UN seems to have decided that might makes right, referring to India's formidable forces. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Chakoti, on the line of control between Pakistan and India.